If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Fog, light drizzle, heavy winds. Driving,
okay. God, I drove through some crazy fog. When I was driving back, it was across the whole middle United States. So I'm actually going to rank that last. I'm going to go drizzle second, wind first. Although wind is really tough too, man.
I hate the wind. When it's like whipping in the side of your car, and you're like, What is that humming noise? Like, oh, that's Mother Nature pissed. Start Bench Cut brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. Feel free to send yours in, 913-586-7965. Real quickly from the 816, shout out to Bob Fesco for the fireball shot at the Port-a-John at the Christmas game.
Hey, there you go.
Let's go.
Sounds legendary.
Get yourself up.
No, we were standing out in line for the Port-a-John. He goes, you Bob? I go, yeah. Like, you want a shot? Sure.
Sweet.
Yeah. Was it Nolan or Nathan? I can't remember.
You just become best friends?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Have you tried the green apple one?
No.
Not my favorite.
Oh, dang. Really? I had high hopes.
I had it on the golf course a few weeks back. Me and my buddy Ox. And I was like, I have these in the bag. You want to do it? And he's like, all right. And I did it. I was like, It's like when he drinks the Santa Claus. You've seen that? When he goes back as Santa Claus. And he's like, I think the milk's gone bad. She's like, he said you were lactose intolerant. When he's like, I was like, that tastes like medicine.
Yeah. I mean, does it taste?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Like a, it doesn't taste like a sour apple,
no.
Like blow pop or anything?
Dang.
It tastes like a sour ass.
Start, bench, cut. How about first round games? What intrigues you most? Start, bench, cut. Bills at Jags? Green Bay at Chicago, Niners at Philly.
I'm going to start the Bills at Jags, bench the 49ers in Philly, and cut Green Bay Chicago because I just don't think that's going to be much of a game. I think the Bears are blowing the doors off the Packers.
Ooh. Okay. That's kind of what I think about the 49ers.
Jags are underdogs, by the way.
As they should be.
Okay.
Yeah, probably
Josh Allen still. Yeah,
it's not massive. It's like a point and a half.
Still, though, that means in Buffalo, what, 4-point favorite, 4.5? Yeah, still close.
Yeah, but the Tarps bring it down to a 3-point favorite for their home field advantage on the upper deck.
That's true. I'll cut 49ers Philly because I think what you think about Chicago and Green Bay, this is what I think about this game. I just think this is a bad matchup for the 49ers, and that is a piss-poor defense right now. They are not going to be able to stop Saquon Barkley or anything on that running game. So I'll take that last Chicago-Green Bay because the rivalry. And then, yeah, Bills-Jags is my number one. I am pumped about this game.
Yeah, that's a good one. Noontime on Sunday. I think it's the perfect slot for it, too.
I started off right.
There are only two home team favorites in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow.
That is New England over the Chargers at 3.5 and Philadelphia over the Niners at 4.5. Everybody else is a favorite on the road. Start, bench, cut. Veteran quarterbacks in the playoffs. Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford.
You got to start Stafford. You got to bench Rodgers, and you got to cut Josh Allen until he can show me that he can take a team to the big game and win that big one. I got to put him third on that list.
Off of, like, past precedent,
yeah,
maybe?
But yeah, that's what I'm doing based on.
Yeah, that's
on,
fair. Yeah, off that, off of right now, Rodgers is last, and it's he's in a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
He's sent to the moon. But, yeah, and that for sure.
Almost the opposite side, minus one. One's a veteran. But playoff potential to become a star. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Sam Darnold.
I don't think America wants Sam Darnold to be a star. I really believe that.
New York doesn't.
They do not want Sam Darnold to be a star in this league. Because he's failed so much. People are like, they've already moved on, I feel like, from Sam Darnold. And it's like, they people are still wanting to be right about Sam Darnold. So I'm going to put him on the side. I think this is a big, big, big postseason for Drake May. I think people, as they don't want Sam Darnold to be the guy, I think people are ready to anoint Drake May as the next. I think people, as we get in life, we get tired. We get tired of Burrow. We get tired of Allen. We get tired of Mahomes. We're always looking for that next. People are hoping Drake May can be that next. So I would start Drake May, bench Caleb Williams, and cut Sam Darnold.
It's the most talked about rivalry in the sport, and the only thing we ever hear about is one team always loses the game. Caleb Williams has the chance to change that whole narrative, which would absolutely ascend him to the top of the chart. So he's first, Drake May, and then, yeah, Sam Darnold.
I'm rooting for Chicago.
Me too.
Got friends there that root for the team, and they just they deserve it.
Good story.
Kind of like the Bills deserve it.
Good, better, best.
Let your good be your better, and your better be your best.
And Bills and Bears both lose in the first weekend.
Could happen. Could happen. Coaches you're rooting for, start, bench, cut. Vrabel, Liam Cohen, McDonald.
Yeah, I'm going to start Vrabel. I'll bench McDonald, and then I'll cut Liam Cohen.
That I'm rooting for?
Mm-hmm.
Cohen, McDonald, Vrabel.
Why aren't you rooting for Vrabel?
Because he's on the Patriots, and I don't want to see them get back to the top. I really like Vrabel, though.
Yeah.
And I have rooted for him up to this point, but now it's over. Sorry, man.
Wouldn't that be awesome for 2026, though? Vrabel and the Patriots win the Super Bowl, and everybody gets to high horse the New England Patriots, and then here comes Patrick Mahomes off the injury, and the Chiefs off a 6-11 record in the AFC Championship game next year's in, I don't know, New England or Kansas City. Pick your poison.
I like that.
You like that? Like a great Clips haircut.
I know that I'm hard.
Importance of draft for you for the Kansas City Chiefs. Defensive end, wide receiver, secondary. So safety, corner, somewhere around that line. If you, I would believe, think McDuffie is being traded. That's why I threw secondary in there. Plus, you talked about that safety.
Yeah. I hate doing it based on position because the answer is yes. I'm starting all of them.
Yeah. We can go on forever, baby.
We could do
running back.
Yeah, keep going.
Linebacker.
If I'm saying like I have to draft based on position, I think I'm going defensive end as a starter. Probably. What kind of wide receiver?
6'5".
Okay, I'll take that second, and then I'll get rid of the secondary.
Or as Danny calls a tree.
Yeah, but if you're going to tell me we're drafting another 5'11 guy with speed, I am just not interested in that guy. I'm done.
Super done with that. Yeah, same order.
Livy done with that. Head coaching vacancy. Start, bench, cut. Falcons, Titans, Giants.
Let's start the Giants, bench Tennessee, cut Atlanta.
I'll start Tennessee just because I believe in Cam Ward more than I do Dart. I'll bench the Giants, and I'll cut Atlanta.
Dart's going to finish, what, second rookie of the year?
I think that's right.
I think your top three will be McMillan, Dart, and then probably Shuck.
I mean, Dart has so many touchdowns rushing this year.
He has 24 total touchdowns this year, 7 interceptions, and I think 2,500 yards passing or close to.
He's had a hell of a year for missing games, not starting, weapons.
Missing dudes. Offensive coordinator vacancy that you'd like to see the Chiefs get if, in fact, Nagy is going to Tennessee or somewhere else. Brian Daboll, Nathan Shielhouse, Cliff Kingsbury.
I'd go with Daboll, Kingsbury, and then Shielhouse.
Shielhouse for sure. Ever since you mentioned that name, did Google research after the show. I'm in. Bring Shielhouse here. That's my guy. Brian Daboll, and yeah, I'm just not in on Cliff. I'm sorry. I know the relationship with him at Mahomes. I just have not liked him as a head coach in college, frankly, or in the NFL. I'm not in.
He's got a text from Anselmo. He says, if you need any information on Shielhouse, let me know. Bob knows.
Hello, America.
How about this? Since you're finishing up Stranger Things, I have. A lot of people have as well. Netflix-wise, what do you start, bench cut? Just a documentary, a limited series, or a full series?
Probably a documentary start because it's less to consume. And then I would go a limited series and then a series.
Yeah. It's doc or limited series one, but that's what me and Hannah are doing a lot of. Docs or limited series. So I'll start the doc, limited series, then a series, but all really close. Love all of them.
Are you guys like me? You watch a documentary and then you go down the rabbit hole and do like the research of more story?
100%.
Depends on what it is, yeah.
I hate when I do that because then I'm like, another hour and a half after the documentary's over, and I'm like, okay. And then it's, you know, Netflix City or Roku City's in the background. Last one, would you rather be an athlete, a rock star, or an actor?
I'm going to start the actor. I'll bench rock star, and I'll cut athlete.
Because of the criticisms?
No, the wear and tear on the body.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah, I'll start rock star. That sounds badass.
A lot of wear and tear on your body there, too.
Yeah, but I get to choose what wear and tear I'm doing there. Yeah, bench actor and, cut athlete. Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
I have no interest in, like, devoting my life to lifting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
like working out. Like, I think about all these guys that are coming back from these injuries and whatnot.
Jeez.
I'd just stay in bed. I mean, I really, I would not be motivated to do that. Like, I just don't have that kind of drive in me. Never really have, you know, but that's, yeah, athlete would be a tough job, man.
This comes from the text line. Start, bench, cut, Jay Binkley drops. Hey, baby. Hey, what go, man, and big bundle of suck.
I'm going to start big bundle of suck. Hey, baby, bench, and I'll cut the other one because we don't really know what that means.
But we used it so
yeah,
much.
I know.
How long you been hot?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That guy's an idiot, man.
You were right. Tech McMillan minus 1,500. Then Dart plus 950. Then Tyler Shuck plus 2,000.
I mean, there's a lot of good Binkley drops. There's also some good Fesco drops.
I like massive sacks.
So, yeah, somebody says Doc Series book. Now that I've gotten into reading this New Year's resolution of mine.
Yeah, have you started? Have you?
Yeah.
Good.
Right now I'm on Amazing Amy and Nick Dunn. So that is the Gone Girl book. And it is much better than the movie. And the movie is amazing. Gone Girl. Crazy movie. Poor Neil Patrick Harris. Kind of. Not really. Can't wait to see what his character's like in the book. Yeah. We'll see what happens. There it is. Start, bench, cut. Brought to you by Jay Southland Toe. Get in the know with Jay Southland Toe.
Is this new? Beginning immediately, Netflix is the new U.S. home for the WWE library of premium live events.
Started last night.
Including WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble. As well as documentaries, there you go, and original programming.
Every single WrestleMania and Royal Rumble is available on Netflix.
Wow.
And they had their first, I think, last night.
That's really cool.
Exclusive.
It is.
Yeah, go back and watch WrestleMania 13.
How cool would that be if the NFL offered something like that through a streaming partner where you could go back to any team, pick any game that you want, and they had the entire cattle? Oh, my God. My pants just got tight. I'm being serious about that. Could
you imagine?
I would pay for that.
Yes.
Like, if you could go to any team that you want. Remember when we were at that game in 92 and you and your buddy are arguing about what happened? Go and watch the damn game. Now, I know you can look at box scores and things like that. That's not as fun.
No, it's like, yes, 100%. Hardwood Classics in the NBA, it's the same
thing.
Yeah,
but to have every game available on a catalog where you just click and you can watch, like, you can watch any of these series now and any episode that's ever been out for Seinfeld and Everybody Loves Raymond and Stranger Things and all that. Why aren't we doing this with the NFL or baseball or basketball or high or all of these sports? Have your catalog of all your games at the ready. I know it would take a lot of bandwidth, I'm sure, to do something like that. But how cool would that be to be able to sit down and say, you know what? I want to watch that Chiefs game from 95. Man, I think Dana had a touchdown in this game. Let's go back and watch it. I'd be in on that. I'd never leave the house.
Yeah. Anyways, coming up, what is the offseason plan? Bob has an idea. We'll discuss what it is here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well,
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Some news breaking from On3 Sports. Ole Miss transfer quarterback Austin Simmons has signed with the Missouri Tigers. Eli Drinkwitz now has his quarterback again. Because he was the starter at Ole Miss and then got injured in, I believe, week 3 of the college football season. And then the rest is history with what they have now.
Yeah, Trinidad Shameless, what, 4 years at a D2 school and finds his way over to Ole Miss in a transfer and to the starting job? What a story.
No, it's great. It's a great story. See where he goes.
How much is he getting?
Yeah, probably not as a lot as...
I mean, we need to see this now.
Yes, we do.
Like, I'm being serious. People are donating this money for whatever reason, and they're giving this money out to these players. These are, for the most part, public institutions. There are some private ones involved, obviously, and they can play by the rules that they have. But if you're one of these public institutions and you're getting in these donations, I'd like to know what they're paying out these guys, because I keep thinking back in my mind to, what was his name? The Todd McShay, who was saying he could make more money playing quarterback at Oregon next year than going number 2 overall.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
No, that's not correct
at all. Unless Oregon's writing a $50 million check for 1 year, the number two pick in the NFL draft gets about $47 million of guaranteed money. So,
and they get a lot of that and that signing bonus right up front.
Yeah.
They get it the day they sign.
That's right. They get the signing bonus. Once it's all said and done, they get a big check deposited.
There's $25 million, buddy.
Yeah, minus the government. You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
but I mean, so that's what, like, you know, that's why, like, I want to know what these numbers are. So when Todd McShay does have comments like that and says, hey, we've got a situation where a guy can make more playing in college than being the number two overall pick in the draft, I just don't know that that's the case, unless there are just some wild numbers out there that we don't know about. That's, I can't think somebody's given a quarterback $45 million to play 1 year of college football.
To give reference to the topic, this was what McShay had to say about Deontay Moore.
Would you or would you not, as the representation or the representative, the rep for Deontay Moore, kind of reach out to the Raiders and say, hey, my client's trying to make a decision. Give me, we can live with going to 30 of the 32 teams. Maybe it's 31. I can't allow him to go to the New York Jets. And I realize in 2027, maybe he's the seventh pick or the fifth pick, or, you know, or maybe he's the first overall pick and the Jets have all that ammo and they can get him there. But I can't allow him to just, he's got an opportunity to go back to Oregon, probably make the same amount of money that he's going to make in his rookie contract. Phil Knight will make that happen. So I can allow my client to go back to Oregon and have another season with a new offensive coordinator because Will Stein's going to Kentucky, or you can pretty much promise me that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Is that so far-fetched? Because I know
it's not, but we're
not one single player in this entire draft, unless they grew up a Jets fan or have some kind of family tie, wants to be a New York Jet.
Yikes.
But I think a lot of kids want to be NFL quarterbacks as well.
Yeah, well, so, there, I mean, is that, yeah. But also, too, you want to go to a situation as a quarterback that is going to set you up for good. Have there been any quarterbacks that have gone back to college for another year and then came out the following year and were superstars? Like, where we all thought this guy was going to come out. The one name that comes, there's actually two names, and they're both USC quarterbacks. Matt Leinart went back and was never anything. And then there was that Barkley kid that played at USC. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what his first name was. Blonde-haired kid, good-looking dude, was going to be the stud NFL quarterback. He went back for his senior year, and then he disappeared from the face of the earth.
Matt Barkley.
So I think if you're a quarterback and you're projected to go in the top two, regardless of if it's the Jets, and I understand why you don't want to go to the Jets, I still think you need to go after that opportunity. There's only 32 of these jobs available in the world, and you have the opportunity to literally just walk into one. And how could you not?
Also, why not you?
Yeah, right? Why not? Why can't I turn the Jets around?
You know, Caleb, maybe he was, you know, why go to the Bears? Well, maybe the Jets will get somebody offensively that can, you know, work that guy up to the league. I don't know. I just think that, in my personal opinion, college would be fun. Getting paid would be fun, but being the star quarterback for a New York franchise, I think, would be kind of a dream come true. Being a star quarterback for any NFL franchise would be dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't know how much fun you're having in college. I don't know how fun Eugene, Oregon is as a college quarterback, doing whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it.
It's probably pretty sick.
Right?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what if you get hurt?
No, exactly.
You know, what if you don't play well next year,
yes,
too? I mean, so you're going to risk it all to go back to college, to maybe, instead of being the number two overall pick, to the number one overall pick? That's literally the leap you can make.
And the Jets could have that pick.
And the Jets very well could have that pick next year.
Yeah, they can win games. Right. They haven't done that in a long time.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I forgot what I was about to say to that as well. But yeah, I mean, you're taking a huge risk by not going out.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had asked on the text line, do you think this year in the first round of the playoffs, all lower seeds win?
Trying to think lower as in, yeah, so
like
all the road
all
teams?
The road teams.
Yeah, there's absolutely a chance.
So you'd have the Rams winning over the Panthers, mm-hmm, which we think would happen. The Packers beating the Bears.
Could totally happen.
The Bills beating the Jags. The Niners beating the Eagles. The Chargers beating the Patriots. And Houston beating Pittsburgh.
I don't think all that will happen, no. I don't think the Niners, I think the least likely are the Niners and the Chargers. It's a bad matchup for the Chargers.
Because of the hand situation with Herbert?
Yeah, I mean, for the defenses, I guess it's a good matchup. But yeah, for their offense going up against their defense, this is not what they want.
Do you think the Chargers get blown out?
No, I wouldn't say blown out. No. I'll give Harbaugh and Herbert some credit that they can keep it close. But
you're going to get your answer. you're going to get Drake May against a good team.
Yes.
And so far this year, he's 1-1.
Best defense he's played all season. Second best defense he's played all season behind Cleveland.
Gosh,
I looked that up yesterday. That is a fact. Chargers are not even top five. Like, this is a good defense. It's the best he's played.
It's the best he's played against. Yes. Wow, that's crazy to think about. Well, I mean, look, everything changes, man, once you get into the playoffs. Everything changes once you start winning. That's why we see 50% of the league turn over every year, because half of the people at this party this year will not be invited back next year. Now, we did not think the Chiefs would be one of those teams that wouldn't be invited back, you know, to the party. So there's probably a team out there that you don't think you think will be there next year. Maybe it's Buffalo who doesn't get invited to the party next year, right? With New England playing the way that they are, and they have kind of a stranglehold now on that division, Buffalo getting a little bit older, lacking of weapons and all that kind of stuff. Maybe they're the ones that aren't invited back to the party next year.
Before we get into the offseason plan, because you say when you make the playoffs, obviously, but when you miss the playoffs, you also have some other things as well. Over under 22 minutes for Darren Peterson tonight on ESPN at Allen Fieldhouse.
The on ESPN is
at 8 p.m., so it's the game.
It
tonight.
Is the game. Who do they play?
Gosh, I just had it. It's not a huge
they
match.
They host TCU.
Yeah, TCU.
Oh, TCU.
The Horned Frogs.
Okay.
Tonight on ESPN, 8 o'clock, Darren Peterson, over under 22 and a half minutes.
Is that the line?
I don't know. If you could bet it, I would bet the under.
I would take the under, but it is on ESPN, and he kind of wants to be seen, so I'm going to have to say the over on this one.
Goes off for like 40. It's like Kyle Pitts all over again.
But even like John Rothstein's going off on this guy, and that guy goes off on nothing college basketball-wise. The fact that John Rothstein went off on this guy tells you what that situation is, because that guy's a college basketball ball washer.
What'd he say? It's the situation with Peterson and Kansas is infuriating.
Infuriating,
quote.
Yeah, and he's right about that.
You could also have your basketball story of the year. Watched it last night, because conference play is something that really does it for me in college basketball. Don't look now, but look soon at what Fred Hoiberg's doing in Nebraska.
Oh, we were just talking about them outside. They're the only Power 5 team that has not won an NCAA tournament game ever.
Yeah.
The only one.
Wow.
And they haven't lost yet this year.
Are they the Indiana of college basketball this year?
Could be. How cool would that be, though?
That's
seriously.
Awesome, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Fred's kid's playing at Nebraska.
Is he getting paid?
I would assume.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, Sam Hoiberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a senior.
Yeah. He had
played 35 minutes last night.
What do you have, like 9, 11, and 8 or something like that?
Yeah, 8, 9, and 4.
Yeah, 8, 9.
Two for four from the arc.
They're the story of college basketball right now.
And they're the story of volleyball, too.
Yeah, like they really are.
Powerhouse. A lot of my buddies' daughters play volleyball, and they're like, what do you want to do in Europe? Play volleyball for Nebraska? They're like, well, let's have other plans as well, you know, but that is kind of a...
They've done unbelievable things with the volleyball program.
Oh, it's
awesome. I mean, when they filled the stadium that time for the volleyball match 2 years ago or whatever it was, I mean, like, yeah, no, Nebraska, that's a great place to go to school and a great place to win, because your fans support you up there, no matter what the sport is, whether it's softball, volleyball, football, or basketball, or baseball, man, they travel. Everybody wants Nebraska coming to their city for an NCAA tournament game or a volleyball tournament game or a baseball or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You get Nebraska coming to your town, they're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, because they beat Ohio State last night at home.
Yeah.
Big game for them. Let's see. When is their big showcase game? Let's see. Tonight's Duke Louisville at 6.
Good college ball.
That's on before KU and TCU on ESPN. Your Tennessee Volunteers, they play the Texas Longhorns at 8 o'clock, Max. So you're 21-ranked Tennessee Volunteers.
Battle of the True UT. Let's go.
True UT. Off-season plans. Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Lots.
Swiss cheese.
Throw a dart and hit anything, and that will be for their offseason plan. But in all seriousness, just, you know, over the break, having an opportunity to have a lot of conversations with people about a lot of different things. One was, what's going to happen this offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs? And this is kind of what they're saying is going to happen this offseason, at least what their intentions are of happening this offseason. Pre-draft, okay? We're talking pre-draft, which is trades, which is free agency. Now, again, these are kind of the goals. Do you hit every goal? Do you reach every? Probably not, but this is what their goals are. Pre-draft, they want to get a running back, two defensive tackles, and a defensive end. Now, the defensive tackle list isn't that great when it comes to free agency, so they're going to have to get creative from a defensive tackle standpoint. I think that's where we see the big-time trade, whether it's with Rashee Rice, whether it's with you know, Trent McDuffie, whoever the case may be, fill in the player here. I think that's the type of move that gets you back that defensive tackle, because I think we can all agree that defensive line this past year was less than stellar.
BBL stinking.
Yeah, not good.
And that's BBL, Rob, not right. VBL.
BBL stinky.
The hell would a V stand for?
So they believe that the running back can be easy to attain, which it should be. I mean, there's plenty of those guys out there. Right. Everybody's got their guy, right? And so they're going to have to try to get creative to get better along that defensive line. But that's what they want to do. That's the goal. Running back, two defensive tackles, and a defensive end before the draft, because they know they got a lot of holes to fill. You get better along that defensive line, it makes everybody on your defense that much better. And maybe we're not complaining about the linebackers or the defensive backs or the safeties at this point in time if that defensive line was doing what they needed to do. I don't remember hardly any plays that defensive line made this year, guys. Can you? Can you think of, like, standout plays that were made by that defensive line?
Gelati's pick.
Other than that?
Norman Lott's hit on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was fun in week two or whatever. Yeah, about it.
Two plays.
Both rookies.
In a course of a 17-game season that feature, what, 90 plays a game, roughly, 100 plays a game, and we got two that we can mention from the defensive line. Like, Chris Jones was a zero this year. A total zero this year.
We also didn't see this.
I think George is going to have a 14-sack season.
Yeah. He was invisible.
Is he tradable?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's tradable, but will someone want him? I mean, that's the thing. Can you get something back that makes sense?
Well, that's why when you say, oh, we got to make trades, people get mad when you trade people they know, because nobody's giving you something for Juwan Taylor.
Yeah, right. Chances are, if you don't like Karlaftis, most other guys don't either.
Yeah, and we're also now getting into the silly season already where we forget players that suck, but we recognize a name and want them here. I had a buddy text me today, should we get Tua to be our backup?
Oof.
BBL stinky.
No.
I mean, do we forget what this guy did, like, literally last week?
Threw his whole team under the bus.
I mean, you'd have the two best deep ball throwers in the game.
That would be true. You'd get Tyreek back, right? Running back, we talked about, easy to fill. Jalen Moore going to be your right tackle, most likely going into the 26th season. Cool. I think everybody's cool with that. And then the draft. I mean, that's where you're really going to make your name for yourself. You have an opportunity this year with the number 9 pick. Now, what's different about this, I saw this from our friend Matt Derrick, who I did see in Topeka over the holiday break.
Nice.
Apologized. No, I did not. He's like, dude, you got to let it go. It's okay. I'm like, no, I'm not going to let it go.
I can't, Matt.
I'm sorry. But he had a tweet out, like, the Chiefs and two other teams both finished with the same record, so they will alternate picks.
Cincinnati and...
Not Seattle, obviously, but it was somebody else.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, right. And so it'll be like the Chiefs get the 9th pick, and then in the second round they get the 10th pick, and then the 11th, or the next round they get the... Yeah, and it just kind of... It cycles.
Yeah.
Between the three teams. So you're not always going to have the 9th pick. It's going to go 9, 10, 11, 9, 10, 11, you know, that type of thing. So with the draft, depth at wide receiver, they believe. Offensive line, you can get some depth. Linebacker and safety. Cornerbacks in the draft. Running backs in the draft kind of down. And some solid depth at defensive line, but not a lot of top-notch talent on the defensive line coming out in the draft. Now, there may be some edge rushers that are top-notch talent, but we're talking strictly in the middle of the defensive line. You give me any new defensive lineman, I'm good. They need a total overhaul of that position. I think that's the number one position that needs to be overhauled the most, is that defensive line.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about using that number one pick. I know you like Reuben Bain, and he's obviously one of the top edge rushers out of Miami. David Bailey, another one of the edge rushers that I like out at Texas Tech. Let's say both those guys and Caleb Downs, who we saw mocked the Chiefs, safety out of Ohio State, maybe the best player in the draft. Let's say all three of those guys are out by pick number 9. Are you cool with trading down?
I have no problem with trading down.
Good,
I would trade down all the way to 32, so it's normal.
He's just like, okay, now I feel...
Now I'm in my zone.
Yeah.
You also could gain more draft capital, too, if you trade McDuffie as well.
Ooh.
Get, like, maybe, I don't know if you get a second for McDuffie, possibly.
I think you could.
And then what if you trade Chris Jones and get, like, a third for Chris?
My only problem with that is then it's, like, what is this defensive line?
But, what was it this year?
What was it this year? You were 6-11 with Chris Jones.
But Chris Jones, he had the best pass rush win rate. I know you guys are going to hate it. He was really good in pressure. He was the most double-team defensive tackle. I just still believe in my heart this guy has juice. I think if you got him a nice, solid starter next to him, a B guy.
They got him everybody he wanted this year.
Yeah, don't listen to him anymore. He's not a GM. Don't get Mike Pinnell. Don't get Frank Clark.
I trade him if the right trade's available.
I get you. No, I understand.
6-11. Everybody's available. It's just the way it is, you know?
You guys like stories where Lane Kiffin gets punched in the face?
Yeah.
How about this? Breaking 29 minutes ago. LSU true freshman transfer offensive tackle Carius Kern has committed to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
A 2025 five-star, played in 7 games this season, making starts at both tackle spots. He's one of the top offensive linemen in the portal, and he's going to go to Ole Miss.
Let's go. I love that.
It's going to fail for Lane and LSU.
It is. It's going to go bad. Whew. And there's not a lot of people that are going to be there to pick him up either.
Are you rooting for Ole Miss to win it all?
100%.
Oh, yeah. This
you
play,
have biased ties, which is fine. It's fine.
Yeah, but take if you even take away out Hannah, which is hard, you can't really take out
Indiana
the bias.
Indiana is a hell of a story.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Dan Lanning in Oregon is an awesome story. Miami, eh.
I think the bigger story is the team from, who were you just talking about? Ole Miss. I think that's the biggest story. Their coach bailed on them and then demanded all these other coaches go. They're like, no, we're going to stay. And then they won a game, and now these other coaches are like, I don't know that I really want to go to LSU. Like, I think it could have residual effects on LSU doing what they want to do.
That's fair.
I'm all for Schadenfreude in this one, man. Lane Kiffin did not leave the situation the right way.
He never has.
No.
Get bent.
He really hasn't, no.
By the way, we were talking about Nebraska basketball earlier. January 27th, we'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Nebraska at Michigan.
Woo!
Right now is number 10 in the nation versus number 2 in the
wow.
nation.
Who's the Michigan coach right now?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because they got rid of...
Sharon Moore.
Yeah. Juwan Howard was
Juwan
removed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was like choking people in the coaches gathering.
Who did they hire? I don't even remember who Michigan hired.
Dusty May.
That's right.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Never heard of him.
He was hired March 2024 to go for Juwan Howard. He previously led Florida Atlantic University to a Final Four in 2023.
Gotcha.
There he is.
There it is.
Dusty.
That's right. Big Dust.
That's exactly.
2026 outlook, bold prediction for Kansas City sports.
I think the Royals win a playoff game before the Chiefs do.
Love it. Love it. I'll go Carter Jensen, rookie of the year.
I like that, too.
Yeah. Get him behind the plate. Get the catcher.
If he's rookie of the year, what has happened to this team?
Winning the AL Central?
Yeah, I would think so, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that cool story? A kid was at Dick's Sporting Goods, and Carter Jensen was there. Kid pulled a card of Carter Jensen.
Signed it right away.
Oh, nice.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Let's go.
Never forget that moment in your life.
Absolutely.
I'll take a bold prediction here. I'm going to get hated for this one. Cole Riggins wins your AL Cy Young.
Woo!
That's a legit possibility.
Got to stay
healthy. Well, there
healthy.
It is.
You know, just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, he can win the Cy Young. DL, yes.
Because you could almost like parlay that when he would be the American leading strikeout leader. Because Paul Skenes is in New York yet.
Not yet.
And Scooble's still out there. But I think Cole Reagans, if he can stay healthy, he can go toe-to-toe with the best of them.
Absolutely he can.
And what would that say about your franchise if Cole Reagans is there? And Noah Cameron, maybe not as good as he was this year, but still a solid arm in your bullpen. That would be, you know, pretty amazing. Cole Reagans, Carter Jensen, that's the future. I saw somebody's bold take of a up-and-comer surprise season. They had Caglione, 35 home runs hitting .270.
I'll take that.
Oh, my
hell
gosh.
Yeah.
Bob said his pants were tight.
Yeah.
Boy.
I know that I'm hard.
Men's
35
winners.
Homers and what did they say? Hitting .270? That's MVP type stuff.
Could be. Till Aaron Judge hits 60 and hits 330 and it goes back to Aaron Judge. We'll wrap this show up on the other side and get you ready for the rest of the day and moving forward the rest of the week here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Wrapping the day up on a Tuesday, which sounds ironic.
Hey.
I just want to win, Jim.
No doubt about it. Somebody says in the text line, Bradley Cooper just turned 51. Start bench cut. The Hangover, A Star Is Born, American Sniper.
Bad order. I've not seen American Sniper.
I would also say Silver Linings Playbook should be up there.
Yeah,
with
that's
him and Jennifer Lawrence.
Great one.
He's that might 51, be the start, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I would kill to look like that at 51.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Bradley Coop. He was good in The Hangover.
Great in all those. That
Your
you
friends are ridiculous. When they go get Ed Helms first.
Oh,
time.
Yeah.
They're not. They're just a little over the top. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he says honorable mention, Limitless. I love that movie.
Somebody says the new Panty Prism draft pick blasters and mega boxes just dropped for retail at Target. Head that way after you punch out, Dusty. Well, kind of in a time crunch here because I got a tea time at Winterstone at 12:15.
Oh,
and that's way north of me. That's
where's damn, that at?
Damn near Liberty. Remember where the Twins drive-in was on 291 North?
No.
Okay, so it's right across the street. It's off Kentucky Road. I know that doesn't mean anything, but you basically just take 291 north, like you're going to Liberty,
yeah.
And then you get to like this stoplight where the old Twins drive-in was on your left, and then Winterstone's right there on your right. Great course, just hilly. That's why you don't walk. I should. Real quickly, before we get into some more Snoop Dogg audio, is Scott Hansen done at Red Zone? Did you hear his sign-off?
Yeah, that was weird.
Got chuckled up, was like in tears.
Yeah, got choked up.
And he didn't say, see you next year. He said, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a guy that's getting ready to go do some bigger things.
Didn't he sign some new deal with NBC or somebody this offseason? Like, didn't Scott Hansen get some sort of new deal? I feel like he signed on with somebody else, but I don't know, man. Like, back in the day with DirecTV, Andrew Siciliano used to do the Red Zone for them, and I would watch that, and that was fine. Scott Hansen is just different. Like, you know, he makes Red Zone.
Is it true he pees in a bucket?
I don't know the answer to that. That's weird. I mean, like,
he doesn't go anywhere for 7 hours.
Yeah, but there are times where he's not talking and they're showing. It's like when back in the day when they would play, you know, a long song on the radio, the DJ would be out smoking or taking a dump.
I mean, we can take dumps and breaks.
Yeah.
It's an expressed one.
It's fast.
Ask Mac.
Yeah, exactly. But also, too, I think with Scott Hansen, I don't think that, you know, I don't think that he just stays there and not goes to the bathroom. I think there clearly is time where he goes away and goes to the bathroom. But, you know, I got off the show this year a little bit. I call it a show because it is the Red Zone version. Started going back to watching more games. I felt like I knew what was going on in the league, but I also felt like I didn't know what was going on in the league. And I felt like I wanted more games to really get a grasp onto what was going on. But I like Red Zone. And I'll be honest with you, if Scott Hansen's not on there, that's kind of like, I don't know, like 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen or something. You know, like you're trying to continue to do what you have, but it's just not going to ever be. And that's fine. Things happen and things change. But that's how good Scott Hansen was at his job. I don't know that there's many people as good at their job as Scott Hansen was at doing that Red Zone thing.
So someone on Twitter had the same concern and was really upset. And then Scott replied on Twitter, said, I appreciate your concern. Appreciate the love. I just got caught up in the moment. Hit me right. Right that second, all the hard work and sacrifice from our crew. I'll be back, and we'll see you in September. Enjoy the playoffs.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
So he's back.
I was gonna say,
that's good.
What a world Red Zone came to.
Yeah.
Commercials and Scott Hansen.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, how many people have checked out because they feel duped now with the commercials? The little bit that I've watched this year, I didn't even.
Bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was split screen. It was 30 seconds.
It wasn't invasive at all. No. And I don't, you know, people like to get mad about things that they don't need to get mad about all the time and have, you know, feign anger about this kind of stuff. I watched Red Zone enough this year to see the commercials, and I'm like, it didn't affect anything.
It's like 30-second Wingstop commercial, and they're like, you know what sounds good for dinner?
Yeah, exactly.
Doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Snoop Dogg last night.
Kawhi under control. Oh, good hands, good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They opened up a cookie shop on them. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the night. Cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
There's that. Or there's him advocating to get Steve Kerr out of the game.
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Englewood right now. Englewood, get him, Steve. You an Englewood, Steve? The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
So good, man.
That's great, man.
Sports don't have to be serious, dude. Like, they just don't, man.
Oh, here's a good one for you. Sports not being serious. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has denied the trademark applications filed by the Athletics for Las Vegas Athletics and Vegas Athletics.
Okay.
Whoa.
According to the Patent Office, the term athletics is not a unique brand name in the context of sports-related services. So they are not. So anybody can take Las Vegas Athletics now and do whatever it is that they want. Vegas Athletics, do whatever it is that they want because it has not been trademarked. A lot of counterfeit merchandise can be flowing out of Las Vegas. Fantastic.
Mac, you're 27. 19 years ago today was the famous Tony Romo botched the snap and the Cowboys lost a wild card game to the Seahawks.
That was 19 years ago.
19 years ago today.
Yeah, that would have been right when I was just starting to really remember and get into it, right? 8 or 9 years old.
I remember watching that live and being like, oh my gosh, because it was over. Snap, field goal, done.
That was
Tony Romo,
years
Butterfingers,
ago.
19 years ago.
Has Dallas won a playoff game since then? They have one playoff win since then, right? I think really since 94 or whatever
they definitely do, yes.
They got that. They got a win here or there. But there was a while there that they had a stretch like it was the Chiefs for a while there where they weren't winning any playoff games.
Yeah.
No, because there was that game against the Packers, which I thought was the NFC Championship game where Dez caught it. You know, that whole thing happened.
They won a playoff game in January 16th, 2023 in the wild card round where they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-14 led by Dak Prescott's 4 touchdown passes against Tom Brady.
That's right.
This was a significant road win, their first in 30 years.
That's right.
And then they got their asses kicked the next week, right?
I think so.
By Jordan Love. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And that's when I fell in love with Love.
Mm. Yeah. 2 years ago.
Yes.
Well, it's only been in the league a couple of years, so.
Somebody says they should let McAfee take over Red Zone.
That'd be too much.
I don't know where he'd go in the witching hour.
I think that job needs to go. Not that Scott Hansen's leaving. He said he wasn't, but like it can't go to somebody. Like, I love Snoop Dogg, but he would not be good on Red Zone.
No.
He's good in games, I think. You know, a guy like, I'm looking at Kyle Brandt right now. Love Kyle Brandt. I don't know that he'd be good on Red Zone.
Yeah, more closer, but I still don't think he'd have that. I'm trying to think like SVP, but he's not obviously up for that.
That's a good one, though.
But he could do it.
Yeah,
he could do it really
I think that's
well.
A good one.
I think Field Yates should do it.
I love that idea.
But he's not on that network. Well, that network doesn't matter anymore because ESPN owns it all.
I was going to say, they've got the monopoly.
So Scott Van Pelt could essentially do Red Zone if it came down to it.
Yeah, who would be the best candidate? Or what if you did? You can't have two voices in there.
No.
Can't have that. Couldn't do like a back and forth. What if you did like a noon slate, three slate?
Like split shift kind of thing?
I think if you're Scott Hansen, you'd say no. Exactly. I want to be the Iron Man on this, you know? Yeah. I'm doing the whole thing.
I think that's just his thing. Like you had mentioned earlier, like it's just like it'll be sad eventually when like Mitch isn't calling games for the Chiefs. It'll be like that ear to the, we'd be like, this doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or when Denny's not calling games for the Royals, you know?
Right. Luckily we've had Ryan for like 26 years.
Great point. Yeah.
So like you have that like security blanket. But,
if Ryan wants to do radio though.
That's fair.
You know?
He's do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
He can do my wedding like he did Denny's. It was great.
Fantastic.
They're balling over there. I didn't know that when they said that bawling meant something different back in the day.
Back in the day, yes.
Not crying, apparently. More players going to Mizzou. Linebacker Robert Woodyard Jr. is committed to Missouri. He totaled 67 tackles, 7 tackles for a loss, and 2 sacks a season for Auburn, and was named first-team All-SEC by PFF.
Whether
that means anything. So, man. College basketball night. So again, Darren Peterson on ESPN against TCU and Allen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Fieldhouse. Over under 22.5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the under on this okay. one. Yeah, I think I have to. I'd like to take the over because it's ESPN, but like every game's on ESPN now too. Though,
where's
right?
Father Alex on this situation? Because I feel he's got to be. I can see.
I want to hear what Rob Brenton's got to say about this.
I asked him yesterday. I said, scale of 1 to 100. Yeah. Where are you at with frustration? With
98.
98. I said, okay. Have a good day, Rob.
Yeah. But if he plays in March, you know, that's exactly. All that really matters.
None of this will matter if he plays.
But that's what we also said that about Embiid. But I think this one is different. I really think Embiid was hurt. I don't think this guy is hurt.
Well, that's the thing.
Especially when you hear stuff from KU saying, as we talk to the representatives and the family, and like, it's like you're peeling back the onion to say, the family's like, we don't want this kid playing right now and jeopardizing his NBA chances. Again, I can't blame them for that.
Yeah, and Bill Self saying, you know, no minute restriction, but the reason he was out, he had extreme lower leg pain, all that stuff, and I see him on the bench, like, he looks fine. And I just saw it, watch him torch for half.
Is all this going to happen in the NBA, too? Is this going to turn off NBA teams?
Yeah, who are you as an athlete?
But
right?
Again, in the NBA, they have load management, and guys don't show up half the time anyway, so he's par for the course with that.
We'll end it here. Somebody says from the 816, they could put Tony Romo on Red Zone, especially because I really don't watch it, and I'm sick of hearing him speak.
Get
look
bad.
Out, Jim.
Look oh, out, Jim.
Jim.
Jim, look out.
God, Kevin Harlan on NFL Red Zone.
Oh, that would be good.
That's the word. That's the answer.
That's
where we get a text line. Take the day for the last 4 minutes.
I coming like up next, that.
Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2. Hey, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. You can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, keep enjoying the new year. Talk to you tomorrow on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Huddle up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B plus then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bing-dong.
We've done your homework.